Today is Saturday, July 4th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Richland County Highway Commissioner Joshua Elder reports that there are no county roads posted as closed due to high water. We did receive information from another source that the section of Bowman Drive near the Pine River is barricaded due to water over the roadway. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Heather S. Elsburn, 46, of La Crosse on Saturday, June 20th at approximately 3:30 p.m. A sheriff's deputy stopped a gray 2020 Subaru Accent on State Highway 35 near Mallard Lane, rural Stoddard, in the town of Bergen. Upon further investigation, the operator, Heather Elsburn, was arrested and booked into the Sheriff's Office Detention Center for possession of cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of fentanyl, and possession of methamphetamine. Elsburn was also cited for non-criminal traffic violations. Elsburn, who appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court on June 22nd, was released on a $1,000 signature bond and due back in court on July 8th at 9 a.m. Formal charges will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. A charge is merely an accusation. The defendant is presumed innocent until proven guilty in court. The investigation continues by the Sheriff's Office. The Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination has donated equipment valued at $8,029.70 to the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics, a move designed to ensure patients continue to receive high-quality care close to home. Rural hospitals often face strain from unexpected and urgent needs, making the ongoing support from community organizations like GRACE and the Richland Hospital Foundation vital to the Richland Hospital and Clinics. A recent increase in patients seeking treatment at the Kramer Infusion Center led to an urgent demand for additional mobile blood pressure monitors. GRACE acted quickly to address this need through its generous donation. Angie Conan, Director of the Richland Hospital Foundation, praised the partnership, noting that GRACE's commitment to putting patients first aligns perfectly with the foundation's goals. This donation will assist the infusion center staff in providing safe, efficient care and improving the overall patient experience, reflecting GRACE's long-standing dedication to enhancing cancer care for patients and families in the greater Richland area. The Richland Hospital and Clinics expressed sincere appreciation to GRACE for its continued investment in the community's health and well-being. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination is a community-based organization focused on supporting local cancer patients and advancing cancer-related resources through the Greater Richland area. As communities celebrate Independence Day and commemorate the 250th anniversary of the United States, Ready Wisconsin urges everyone to celebrate responsibly and make fireworks safety the star of the show. As we gather with family and friends and neighbors, people shouldn't forget to keep safety in mind, said Wisconsin Energy Management Administrator Greg Engel. A few moments of caution can make a difference between a successful celebration and a preventable tragedy. In 2025, there were 226 emergency department visits in Wisconsin for fireworks-related injuries, with 58% of those occurring during the first week of July, according to the preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Even novelties like sparklers can burn at roughly 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit and easily ignite clothing and cause severe burns. The safest way to enjoy the holiday is by attending professional community shows. If you do use your fireworks, ensure you follow local laws, keep children away from them, and always stay outdoors with water nearby. Remember to maintain a 35-foot distance from ground fireworks, never relight duds, and keep pets safely inside. For additional safety, light only one at a time, stay sober, and consider using alternatives like glow sticks or bubbles. This weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is anticipating a high volume of ATV and UTV riders across the state. This Independence Day celebration is particularly significant as it marks the country's 250th birthday. And with numerous events planned, officials are urging all riders to prioritize safety. Lieutenant Jacob Holzclaw, the DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, emphasized the sober operation is critical. Data from the 2025 highlights the severity of the issue, showing 300 reported crashes resulting in 42 fatalities, with alcohol frequently serving as a major contributing factor. Additionally, there were 255 ATV, UTV, OWI citations issued through the year. So far in 2026, 23 fatalities have already been recorded, with alcohol and speed identified as primary factors. To ensure a safe and enjoyable holiday, Lieutenant Holzclaw advises riders to designate a driver and commit to sober operation. Prevention is key, and simple safety measures can save lives. Riders should consistently ride sober, avoiding all alcohol substances, and remember to wear helmets and seat belts even while loading or unloading their machines. It is also important to adhere to all regulatory signs, respect speed limits, and come to a full stop at all stop signs. Furthermore, taking a safety class is encouraged for all riders, regardless of whether it is required by age. By focusing on responsible riding, the community can prevent avoidable tragedies and create lasting positive memories. Those interested in further information on regulations, safety, and training can visit the DNR website. The United States of America is 250 years old, and many area communities are holding 4th of July events today that will celebrate our country's birthday and independence. Lone Rock is holding their annual celebration. The marketplace is open, and bouncy houses for the kids is underway. A sand wrestling tournament and tuningo will be held at 4. Music will be provided by Doc's DJ from 5 until midnight. A raffle drawing will be held at 6, and fireworks will be at dusk. There will also be a concession stand. More information can be found at LoneRock4thOfJuly.org and the Lone Rock 4th of July Facebook page. The Bosco Bell Firemen's 2026 July 4th celebration is being held at Cronsage Park. Activities include the Giant Street Parade at 1. Kids' rides will be held from 1:30 to 7. Countryfied Band will perform from 3 to 7. Willie and Hank Kids Firefighting Challenge will be from 6:30 until 8. And the area's largest fireworks show will be at dusk. Concessions and food will be available during all events. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks. American Legion Post 223 will be sponsoring this year's 4th of July celebration at Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsboro. Beginning at 4, Donnie Razek will play live music, followed by a special performance of the play, Oh Say Can You See, 250 Years of American History, at 7. From 4 to 9, enjoy various foods, beverages, and family-friendly activities. There will be a fireworks show over the Veterans Memorial Lake at dusk. Other area communities that will be holding fireworks shows tonight include Eastman, Gays Mills, Lafarge, Mauston, Mazomani, Mineral Point, Platteville, Toma, Viroqua, and Westby. You can find a full list of fireworks shows on the Hidden Valleys of Southwestern Wisconsin Facebook page.